A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 14. But their minds were hardened, for to this day when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Here is the danger about veiled scripture. We just presume when we open the Bible that it's unveiled and that God is going to speak through it. But let's be careful lest we fall into the same trap as the people of that time where Paul was writing, speaking specifically of the Jews who remained hardened, Paul says, holding to the old covenant, not accepting the new. And every time they read the scriptures, there is a veil that remains, and it is unlifted. What a pity if today, also in the New Testament era, as Paul was, the same would be said of us, that every time we read the scriptures, the veil is unlifted. There is that possibility, for one of those veils is, like the Jews of Paul's day, the hardness of heart, and that comes through sin. That comes through refusing to accept God's light and life, which is found in Jesus Christ alone. That's why the end of the verse says, because only through Christ is it taken away. You'll find that even if you believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, as the one who died on the cross and rose again, ascended to heaven, you'll find that even if you believe all that, you still have a veil over the scripture every time you read it, because Christ is not glorified in your heart, because sin still abides in you, because you still allow sin to harden your heart. When you purposefully allow sin and it remains unconfessed, God becomes distant. He becomes unreal. You could say he becomes veiled. And so too with his scripture. With the Bible, you'll find that every time you read it, it is veiled. You might think that it's speaking important messages, but if your heart remains hard and you don't turn to the Lord to rip that veil away through repentance and forgiveness from God, well, then you are under the same judgment as the Jews of Paul's day.